Welcome to Your Next Mission, the nation's number one video podcast on military transition and leadership. We tell the stories of those who served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition and financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now, here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, and welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. Today we're going to be talking about some of my favorite people, and yours too, military spouses. So much of what they do to support our military effort goes unnoticed, but not here, and not by today's guest. She'll tell us all about it. But before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we take care of our own. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today's guest is Veronese Castillo, founder and CEO and president of Military Spouses Advocacy Network, also known as MSAN. Welcome to the show.
Hello, sir. So good to see you and so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. We have I'm going to get a lot of stuff out of you today because I want to talk about those military spouses here. We have a lot to talk about. Before we go any further, though, could you please take a minute or so and, you know, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself and also the very interesting career path that you have. Tell the audience a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So I am a military spouse of 26 years. My husband served for 27. He retired 4 years ago. And we lived in San Antonio, Texas. I experienced the military lifestyle completely different from many differently from my peers. I am an immigrant from Mexico. I came to the United States when I was 16 years old. And that was my very first time experiencing leaving everything behind. Then I come to the United States, I marry someone in the military, and then here I go again, leaving everything behind with having to learn a new language, feeling isolated, feeling out of place, and having to start all over again.
Yeah. Hey, so tell me, what are the two or three biggest challenges of military spouses face, especially like yourself from the beginning? What's the two or three challenges they have there?
I'll tell you, number one is isolation. The isolation of having to transition every single time we move. Many times we focus and transition as the end of the career and transitioning to civilian life. But we transition from the very beginning, from the time we become a military spouse. And every time that we move, it's a transition. It's something new, something that you leave behind, and you have to restart all over again. Then, of course, isolation brings another past, which the not having a community. We end up having to not have a community because we are dealing with isolation. And a lot of the times the community comes with a lot off of it because we go to an installation that probably doesn't have a lot for military families. Sometimes we have military installations that do wonderful things and they are amazing for families. Sometimes you go to installations that are not as well. They're not as good or as supportive of military families. In having to go through all of those things every 1, 2, 3 years, it is really, really hard. So isolation brings mental wellness and mental health problems. And at the end of the day, it lacks the support from the community.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I was always deployed. I know you said your husband stayed in the Army at like 27 years or 26 years. Yeah, 27.
So he started in the Army and then he transitioned to the Air Force. So he did 27 combined.
Oh, my God. Well, I did 36, so I beat him by a few years.
But what I was going to say, though, is
I always had a lot of deployments and that separation from deployments. And when you talk about, you know, the struggles from deployments and separation and just moving back into the house when you're gone for a year, 6 months, whatever it may be, is really a struggle, that's for sure. Hey, yes. How do you reach out and make contact with other military spouses? I know that the Army and the Air Force both combined is pretty doggone big. So how do you make contact with other military spouses?
You know, one of the best things that we have is the word of mouth. When the military spouse finds us and they find a community, they find a support system that we offer 24/7, the education services that we have, they end up loving what we do and they end up telling everybody that they know. So word of mouth is the number one that we have. And of course, we are on social media and then we have our website. We also have a collaboration where MSAN is one of the resources available during basic training graduation for brand new military spouses in the Space Force. So that is a kind of like a resource that they get from day one. This is what MSAN does. This is what we get to offer. And we try to support brand new military spouses throughout the journey. And then, of course, events, community events, there's kind of invitations on podcasts and many other I'm able to do facilitate and panels and things like that where I'm able to share the mission of MSAN and everything that we do.
It's probably, you know, when I went in the military, I went in right after high school. So I was 17 and I got married, I think, when I was 21. But there's a lot of military spouses that are really just 18 and 19 and 20 that really struggle. Do you have a lot of them in your organization that are younger spouses, I guess?
They are so young. So I met one pretty quickly. I met one who was 17 years old, 7 months pregnant. Going to her future husband's graduation at BMT. And she was so overwhelmed with the fact that she was about to have a baby. She needed to finish high school. She was about to get married. And eventually in the summer, she was going to have to move for the very first time. So this is a brand new phase of the younger generation of the military.
Yeah. You know, that's really tough, especially when you're so young, because you don't know who to talk to. You don't know, exactly. You know, what's going on. You're sort of, and then the other thing, we'll talk about that in a minute too, but they live off post and they're not associated with a lot of people on post. Hey, I'm all Army. You know, I told you that. I know your husband was Army and Air Force, but I'm all Army. So I always put my arms around all the Army people. But when you're talking about spouses, do all spouses from all branches, are they all eligible to join your organization?
Yes, sir. Everybody is. All military spouses, active duty, veteran spouse, retiree, caregiver, Gold Star spouses, and that is from all branches, including National Guard and Reserves.
Yeah, we got to say something about that. The older spouses sometimes bring a lot of experience to the younger spouses. Do you have any kind of mentorship program that you help them with on there?
Yes, sir. We have our peer-to-peer support. We're open 24/7, and we have over 100 volunteers that actually provide their experience to another military spouses. We always say that we want to become the mentor that we wish we had. Yeah, so we actually become that mentor, especially to the younger spouses. And I'll tell you, even when you're transitioning to every time you move or at the end of separation or retirement, we always need someone to talk to, someone to guide us, and somebody that has been there, done that.
Yeah. And does it matter if I live on post or off post on your program? Can anybody join? Go ahead.
Anybody can join. Since we are virtual. That's the beauty of it. And every time that you move, even if you're off base or on post or off post, you can bring MSAN with you no matter where you go. And like I said, since we're open 24/7, it can be 2-3 in the morning and you're laying down in bed and you're wondering, what am I going to do with my next BCS? You don't have to do it alone. Get a hold of someone at MSAN. There are always mentors available, and we support us. We provide the support.
Yeah, that's a really good one. When you talk about PCS and going to a new area, going to a new place, where to shop, where your kids going to school, and all those other issues that you have. I'm sure you do. You give them packets or just tell them what to expect when they get there? How do you do that?
Yeah, so actually what we do a connection from all kinds of things, from training modules and how to become familiar with whatever they're dealing with or whatever they're needing, having the peer support. We have our own mentorship hub. It is kind of like a social media platform that is vetted and is secure. And this is where military spouses find a community. They can find spouses that live close to them. They can find other spouses throughout the area. So this is a place for them to find community, peer support, and educational services.
Oh my God, you got me so excited talking about all these things. Where was it when I was in the Army? They weren't all there. A few of them were there, but not all of them.
Yeah, hey. You know, this is why MSAN is here. Yes.
I need to go back in and start all over again. But they won't let me back in. There you go. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When I come back, I'd like to hear more about the support Military Spouse Advocacy Network offers. So, and you talked about a little bit right there. So I know you're not going to go over there. You're a good spouse. Stay right there. I'll be right back. Hey, this is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack Gil Tilley, 12 Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know that you are, because we're talking about, they always say the NCO Corps is a backbone, but I tell you what, that military spouse holds up that backbone right there. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Veronese Castillo, the founder and CEO and president of Military Spouse Advocacy Network. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Veronese, I want to put the website for MSN on the screen right now. If Military Spouses Advocacy Network, I guess is all one word, .org, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you go to the website and click on our programs or on the homepage, you see, and you just talked about it, Mentorship Hub, okay? And we talked about that. Would you talk just a little bit more about the Mentorship Hub and what really it offers military spouses?
Yeah, you know, actually, I can give you a quick vision, a visual of how it works. You can have a military spouse comes and goes to the website. They signed up to join the Mentorship Hub. They create a profile where they're going to be inside the hub, where they can actually meet other spouses. And like I said earlier, get the 24/7 peer support from our mentors. And then also be able to identify the community and the training modules that we offer. We have training modules, PCS in financial readiness, mental wellness. Everybody at MSAN, all of us, staff members, volunteers, we are professionally trained mental health allies. And we offer the same free training for all mentees to become mental health allies, which means that they become the first emotional responder for themselves, their families, and for those around them. And everything is free at MSAN. So they have everything inside the Mentorship Hub. And they get to learn as well about all the leadership training that we offer. As you know, military spouses continue their education, they're community leaders. And what do? We offer leadership training so they become that community leader that we need to be equipped, to be successful, and be able to be the voice of other military families.
Wow. How many people do you have in the program now?
So right now, inside the Mentorship Hub, we have over 4,000 active military spouses, mentees, getting support from MSAN. And from our leadership training, just in 2025, we graduated close to 350 military spouses that graduated from leadership training who are equipped leaders in local communities, raising their voices and bringing that support to military families who are needing it.
Yeah. Once you get into the program, do they just stay with you forever? I mean, just stay for 20 years or 25 years or longer, I guess.
There's no expiration date. You join our hub, you have a community, you go through the trainings, you actually have that mentor, and we have mentees who are building relationships, because this is not a one-year type thing that you go like, who's next? This is actually, you keep your mentor as long as you want. And now we have mentees who are actually building relationships. And mm-hmm. it's beyond mentee relationships. So they can stay with us as long as they want. They can come and go. I mean, they can do whatever we want. We're always here to support them at whatever stage of their lives.
Yeah, I would also think that when they go to different installations, they probably start their own program, they join your program, start a program at that installation. Does that happen quite a bit?
You know, there are military spouses that once they get to a specific place, they identify mm-hmm. the gaps, they identify the needs, and they are the ones that say, you know what, I'm going to do something about it. And they end up creating something to support that. And this is where they can come back to MSAN so they can get the leadership training that they need in order to be successful at what they're trying to do at that installation. Because, you know, they have to talk to military leaders. They have to talk to local leaders. And a lot of the times, we don't have the training that is needed to do that. And that's what we do. We train them on crisis leadership. We train them on conflict resolution. We train them on ethical leadership. We train them on anything that you can think of so they can be successful at what they're trying to do.
Well, I would just tell you this real quick. I've been married a long, long time, and I know who runs my house right there. I'm never in charge of any. That's for doggone sure. Do you think the role of that spouse's play a lot in the military, just understanding the people, a military spouse understanding the people?
Yes, sir. You know, one of the things that I would tell everybody is that we need to look into military families are one of the top assets in the military. We are the ones that support our spouses and our families behind the scenes. But lately, we are also within the scenes. We are in the communities becoming the advocates that we need to provide support to, and also collaborating with military leaders to help them understand what are the needs and how we can collaborate and work together to fix things in the communities.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. When I was, my wife moved all of our household goods forever. When I was, I'd deploy somewhere and I'd get to the next station. I'd get the quarters that we're going to stay in. And at the end of my career, after 36 years, I actually had to move my household goods. And I remember telling my wife, this is the hardest stuff in the world, inventorying all that stuff, counting for all that stuff. And it was just really tough. So I just tell you that my hat's off to all military spouses. They do such a tremendous job. And they're really the cornerstone of the military. They do so much for a lot of people. And we talk a lot about it now. I know we do, but we need to talk more about it. So I just appreciate what you guys are doing, what you're doing, what all military spouses are doing. We need to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd love to hear some success stories. I know you got a lot of success stories, one or two of those that impact MSN. So I appreciate all you're doing. So please, again, stay right there. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations to help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Quality insurance will set you up for the rest of your life. And I think that's what Blue Cross and Blue Shield has demonstrated for decades.
It adds to your longevity of life because we want to be there for our loved ones. We want to be there for our family.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Vernice Castillo, founder and CEO and president of Military Spouse Advocacy Network. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, let me know what you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Vernice, is there Tell me a couple success stories that, you know, that comes to mind, something that helps illustrate, you know, all the stuff that you guys are doing.
Yeah. You know, I think the first one that I can share with you can be even my own personal story. When I wanted to be an advocate and a supporter of my fellow military spouses, all that it took, it was for me to share an idea with another fellow military spouse to say, this is what I want to do. I want to become the mentor I wish I had. She was like, let's do it. Let's go for it. And it started with just me and then two and then three. And eventually it came to a point that it was around 150 of us now worldwide helping military spouses. Thousands of the military spouses have received support through MSAN. So the story here is for whoever is listening to me, including military spouses, if you have an idea that is going to bring support to you, your family, and your communities, don't think it's a crazy idea. Share with others, and I'll guarantee you that we will be supporting you because we know that what you identify is something that is needed. So all my fellow military spouses are always full of ideas. And another great story that I can share is we have so many mentees. They have come through our process, our system of support and funding the community, that at the end of the day, they're like, you know what? I want to become part of this. I want to be that mentor I wish I had. I want to become that advocate for so-and-so because I know they're struggling and they need support. I want to go through their leadership training because I know that I can be the leader that my community is needing. So we see on a daily basis, we get to hear the stories from spouses that have gone through becoming a mentee and then now going through the trainings and becoming leaders and now changing the world in their own communities. And that's what is the whole picture of MSAN. We support you. We bring you under our umbrella. You got us as your community. And we're also helping you to become the leader that our communities need. And now seeing those spouses helping families that are looking for to improve the support system within those that are dealing with special needs, those that are looking for jobs, those that are dealing with PCS and molding and housing and financial trouble. We are so proud to see so many spouses, like you said earlier, not only to take care of their homes and support their spouses, and that probably they go to jobs full time, they still find time to become leaders and advocates for their fellow military spouses. So to me, every single story that we hear on a daily basis is changing the world because they're all so unique, but it's also supporting the same community.
You know, it's a special group of people because yes, they'll stay in contact with the other forever. And yes, if you haven't, I tell people all the time, if I haven't talked to somebody I served in the military in 20 years, if I call them on the phone or start talking to them, it's like I talked to them yesterday. There's just a special connection. It sounds like the same kind of connection with all the spouses, which is really, really pretty nice. If someone wants to get in touch with you or what some of the best ways to reach out to you or get in contact with you.
Definitely. I mean, like we said earlier, militaryspouseadvocacynetwork is our website. You can follow us all over social media. You can send us messages through there. You can also use a contact us on our website to get a hold of us. And that is, if you're needing support, it can be just a question about moving or becoming a brand new spouse to having a crisis at home. Or if you want to go through any of our leadership trainings or finding the community with MSAN. And like I said, the contact us is a direct email to MSAN and asking us any of the things that you're looking for.
Wow. Well, first of all, let me tell you, this has been a great discussion. You're enthusiastic. I mean, you motivated me. I mean, I'm pumped up here right now. Hey, any final thoughts, anything that maybe we hadn't talked about, do you want to share with the audience before we go? Anything that you want to reemphasize, something you want to tell us?
Yeah. You know, for all of your listeners, I know that you have probably a very wide audience of many different communities. It is that if you see a military spouse, remember that we are not just at home supporting our spouses or waiting for their spouses to come home. We're actually taking care of our families. We're actually advocating for our communities. We are an asset to our community and to our national security. And there's so much that we do that I think that we need to recognize that the commitment and the sacrifices of our military spouse, because it's not just during the time of service, that goes even after service. Here I am, my husband retired, and here I am still advocating for my community, and I won't stop doing that. So our service continues even after separation or retirement. So if you see a military spouse out there, please know that they are working hard behind the scenes.
Well, I tell you what, you're the right person for this job. There's no question in my mind about that. and you're doing such a great job. I also tell people all the time, you got to have purpose in life, and this is your purpose in life, making a difference all these military spouses. So I can't thank you enough for what you're doing, because we certainly need people like you out there doing that. And thank you for all you're doing for not only for the military spouses, really for our country. You're certainly one of a kind, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for giving us an opportunity to raise our voice and to educate others on what we do, and for giving me and giving military spouses the opportunity to share with the rest of the world like who we are and what we do. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thanks for being with us, and you have a great one.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Veronese Castillo for being with us. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board and partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Veronese for joining us today. And I'm going to tell you something. When I talk about military spouses and I talk about the kind of sacrifices they make for us each and every day, I think about my wife. You know, I told that story about I only moved my household goods one time. Well, shame on me. But they suffer each and every day. They raise our children. They raise our kids. They send them to school. They do all the things that they want to do because they love us and they want to take care of us. And they want to make sure that whatever you're doing in your job each and every day, you're doing it to the best of your ability. Spouses are the reason that I think I stayed in the Army forever because my spouse turned over backwards to do all the things for me. And I just can't say enough about my military spouse. I love her to death, and she means so much to me, just like all military spouses mean so much to all of us. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Bungalow Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.